Hello, everyone. This is Twyla, your host of Divorce Talk with Twyla, broadcasting live each week on Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time from Fishbowl Radio Network Studios right here at Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas. Log on to hear candid and transparent conversations with some amazing dynamic guests as it relates to divorce topics. We're going to talk about co-parenting, dating after divorce, remarrying after divorce, and much more. So be sure to log on each week on Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to catch Divorce Talk with Twyla
on FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
Pride I could roll up for miles in front of me. I don't need your help and I don't need sympathy. I don't need you to lower the bar for me. I know I'm superwoman, I know I'm strong. I know I've got this cause I've had it all along. I'm phenomenal and I'm enough. I don't need you to tell me who to be.
Hello, everyone. This is Twyla. I am an author, speaker, radio host, and life coach. I'm Coach Twyla, the Get Your Happy Back Divorce Coach. Thank you all so very much for tuning in on tonight. And listen, today's show is From Pain to Purpose. I have a question, y'all. Have you ever experienced a very painful situation And at the time, you may have wanted to just give up, throw in the towel. Listen, I've been there, completely understand that. So tonight, guess what? I have an amazing guest with me, and she has an amazing perseverance story that birthed purpose in her life. So let's jump in. I'd like to welcome my special guest to the show, Miss Yvette Bodden. She is the founder of Awaken Woman. She's an author and an inspirational speaker. So hello, Yvette. Thank you for being here with me on tonight.
Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to share my story and inspire.
Yes, yes. I'm so grateful that you're here with me on Divorce Talk with Twyla. So let's just dive right on in. Yvette, if you don't mind sharing with the listening audience about your personal background, your story, and then we'll jump into some other things as it relates to what you do on a professional level. But if you would just share, this is Divorce Talk with Twyla. So the majority of my guests, if not, well, there's been a couple that have not been divorced, but we all have one thing in common. We've experienced that tumultuous, traumatic divorce in our life. So I know you have an amazing story, and I would like you to just share whatever you'd like to share about that with the listeners.
Well, you know, divorce is painful, whether it's, you know, by surprise or it's a decision that's taken amongst two people. Divorce has been my greatest pain, and it's also been my greatest growth. I've grown so much from divorce. It was not a divorce that was tumultuous or, you know, I can't say anything happened that any one thing that sort of broke the relationship. But I have been on this journey. I was married for about close to 10 years. And around the ninth year, I felt my identity, I felt lost. I felt like I was a mother, I was a wife, but I didn't know who Yvette was. I had sort of lost touch with the woman. And I think that happens to many of us during our, you know, during the lifetime of our relationship. I started asking myself really difficult questions. Was I happy? Is this where I wanted to be? What things did I need to do to change the way I was feeling? And, you know, that sort of exploratory journey led me to growth, and my partner and I grew apart. I became not a different person. I think I came into the woman that I was meant to be, and that created a lot of distance, disagreements, and we grew apart. But from that journey, I grew immensely. I learned an immense amount of information about myself, about marriage, about commitment, but most importantly, the commitment to myself to be true to who I am.
Wow. That is so great. Listen, oh my gosh, Yvette, I can definitely relate to that. I was married 10 years, actually, so we have that in common as well. And for me, it started at about year five. I asked myself and answered. I was unhappy. I did not feel that's where I needed to be. But in the same time, on the same token, I was still in love and loved this man. So I just stayed another five before I just really knew I had to go. And so, and you said something so powerful there when you shared about, you made the comment that you felt like you had lost yourself. Expound on that a little bit, if you don't mind.
Well, you know, we have all these roles as women. We're mothers, we're daughters, mm-hmm. we're sisters, we're wives or girlfriends or partners, and we're by nature, we're caretakers, and we want, you know, our loved ones to be happy, to feel safe, to feel loved. And I think in that process of doing everything for everyone and being everything for everyone, we lose ourselves. We, you know, sort of tuck our dreams away. We don't put ourselves first, whether it's self-care. And when I say self-care, I mean mental health. I mean, whether it's going to be your hair, going to be your nails, whatever it is,
yeah.
Being out with friends, we sort of give all those things, not give them up necessarily, but put them in the back burner so we can be everything to the people that we love. And in that process, we lose ourselves. I mean, I remember when, you know, during the initial part of the separation, mm-hmm. I didn't know what I liked. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't know whether I liked, you know, action movies or romantic movies, whether I liked, you know, to eat Chinese food or Dominican food or whatever it was. But, the I spent so much time being part of the couple that I forgot what, you know, what my dreams were, what I liked, what my likes were, my dislikes were. And it was a time of introspection for me. I had to figure out who I was on my own, and that is really difficult. And it's not something you do consciously. I think if you're in any relationship for a long time, whether it's in a relationship, in a romantic relationship, or just a relationship with your children, your child, being a mother, you sort of put who you are at the back burner to play that role of mother, of wife, of daughter, caretaker. So I don't know. It was a time of discovery, self-discovery.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm over here just shaking my head. I'm live on my Instagram. I'm like, yes, yes. I completely agree with you wholeheartedly. My gosh. Yes, just as simple as I didn't know what kind of food I liked anymore. Like, yes, you lose yourself. And to find yourself again, you hit the nail on the head, Yvette. It's a very difficult situation, but it's necessary and it can be done. You and I are living witnesses of that. And so, yeah, yeah.
Yes. And it's a painful process. It's spending a lot of time alone. And I think that is, for me, that was very difficult. I had to learn to be alone with myself.
Mm.
And that's really scary sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And, you know, let's talk about that, mentioning being alone. Yvette, you know, one thing I did, and everyone listening, I've shared this before and I'm going to share it again, just in case you didn't hear it before. I actually took myself out every Friday night when I got off from work. I went to happy hour and sat by myself and just had that alone time. I didn't do that before. I didn't even, and you know what? I wasn't even scared to do it. I thought, oh my gosh, this is something new. I need to just get into my own thoughts and just be by myself. I sat at the bar on the opposite side of a good looking man. I didn't want any parts of that. You know, I just wanted to be by myself at the bar, having a couple of good glasses of wine.
You hit the nail on the head, girl, because one of the things that I had to force myself was to date myself. And I've written about this. You know, even now, I've been with my boyfriend for, it's going to be 8 years now. Wow. And I still have those date nights with myself. Yeah. I take myself to dinner. I have a glass of wine. I have a nice dinner. I treat myself. It is my way of reminding myself that I'm okay alone. You have to do it. Even when you step back out, you know, after divorce, I think it's really hard to step back out there. Mm-hmm. Even when you find that, you know, right person or that partner that you're looking for, I think it's important to still remember that dating yourself, you know, is something you have to do. You have to be able to enjoy your own company. It's not always about someone else, and I still do that.
Absolutely. But
you know what's interesting, you know, it's different for everyone. I live in New York, so you go out alone, but you're when you're comfortable in your skin, you never really feel lonely. You can dine alone,
yeah.
But you're not lonely. I don't know if you know what I mean.
Oh,
but
yes.
It's,
Yes. I'm over here raising the roof. Yes, yes. Everyone hear that? Let's repeat that again, Yvette. Say it again, girl. Yes.
You can dine alone, but not feel lonely. And it's really a great feeling. And it's empowering. And I never want to lose that.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. That is, oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I'm almost like speechless, but not because I don't understand what you're talking about. I understand clearly because I lived it. Oh, my gosh. And it's still to this day, it's been 14 years now, Yvette, for me, since I've been divorced. Still to this day, yes, I enjoy my girlfriends, hanging out with them. But to this day, I enjoy my own company. And when you can enjoy your own company, you just hit the nail on the head again. You're in a great space. It's wonderful. You feel great. It's just a great place to be. And it's not awkward when you're sitting in a restaurant having dinner by yourself. No, maybe some people may feel a little awkward, but get y'all listen. It is an amazing feeling when you get past the thing of, oh, they're watching me. No, they're not. They don't care. People in the restaurant are doing their own thing.
So, but, you know, yeah. Even if you're, I would say, even because it can be uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie. It can feel awkward. But I think when you put yourself in situations that are uncomfortable, that cause discomfort, when you can conquer that moment, it's one more thing to feel empowered about. And it's something that you need to do for yourself, because those are the things that create growth.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wow. This has been awesome. Thanks so much for sharing your backstory. And so we're going to take a 2 to 3 minute break, Yvette, and then when we come back, we're going to discuss more of what you do on a professional level. We're going to talk about your books. And so we'll be right back. So everyone, hang tight. And Divorce Talk with Twyla is on about a 2 minute break, and come back with more of Yvette Bodden, my special guest, CEO of Awaken Woman.
Thank you.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me.
Thank you all so much. Welcome back to Divorce Talk with Twyla Radio Show. And my special guest tonight is Miss Yvette Bodden. She is the CEO of Awaken Woman. So, Yvette, thank you again for being here with me on tonight and sharing your backstory in the first part of the show. So, let's talk about your book. I know your debut book was it's a journey to becoming the best self, part memoir, part prescriptive fiction, and it's inspired by your own post-divorce path from devastation to joy. And you've shared about your story and your divorce story. Love it. And I believe that birthed purpose in you. Tonight's show is entitled From Pain to Purpose. So if you would talk about your books, and then we'll dive right on into what you do on a professional level.
My book.
Yeah.
My book. It's really interesting, and I always say this. I didn't set out to write a book. I remember when I, going through the process, when I started, I was in so much pain. And, I went through a depression, and it was a pretty dark time. Mm. I remember that, I felt really alone. And the interesting thing was, I have had family and had friends that were really supportive. I just felt that the journey was mine, and I had to walk it alone. Mm. And it's a really difficult place to be. Depression, is something that is very scary. It's a lot of times there's shame attached to it. You don't really want to share, how dark things look for you. Mm. But out of this time, I felt writing was my savior. It really helped me put my thoughts into order. And as I was writing, I noticed that I felt better. I felt, it's almost like a purge, but a very eloquent purge. Mm-hmm. But I was able to tell my story, and I think I was 20-something pages in when I thought about, how many other women are going through the same thing and are feeling as alone, mm-hmm. and don't really have resources, or, whether it's to go to therapy or to, be part of a group that has that support you need. So as I was writing, I said to myself, what about if I write this book and, write this story and help other women along the way? And I do that by literally giving, my heart is in this book. It's a very raw account of my depression, of the thoughts, the thought process that I went through. Mm. But on the other side of that, which is part two, is the awakening. And that's the beautiful part. That's the part where I shed all that negativity, all that pain, and turn it into something beautiful. Gosh, I still get emotional when I talk about it.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. You're bringing tears to my eyes.
But if it wouldn't have been for that pain, I wouldn't have found my purpose.
Mm.
And I have to... And I have to tell you that, I'm grateful. Yes. I'm grateful that I'm in a beautiful place with my ex-husband, and we still function as a family because we have an 18-year-old daughter who we just took to college, about a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really become something beautiful. And it's possible. It is possible because I'm here. And I'm happy.
Yes.
And I can tell you that, he was the love of my life. He gave me a daughter. We had a family. But the chapter closed. We grew apart. And, sometimes that happens. And you have to be able to move on from the pain.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Yes. Moving on. It's so necessary. And you know what? Writing was very therapeutic for you. And at the same time, you may not even realize that, but it was, right? Writing this book was very therapeutic and part of your healing journey and process.
Absolutely. I think, journaling just in general, you don't have to sit out to write a book or, put it out there on a blog. You don't need to do that. But journaling, putting your feelings somewhere, whether it's a napkin or whatever, a notebook, whatever it is.
Right.
I think it's important. We need to release those feelings, because if we don't, if we continue to bottle them up, it's very destructive. So So we can't bottle it up. We have to let it go in a healthy manner. And I think journaling is it's such an important way to purge. The other thing that I do believe in is therapy. I do therapy for many years. Mm-hmm. I think it works for some people, it doesn't for others. But when you connect with that one person and you open yourself up to be helped, to be healed, I think it's very possible because I'm proof. You're proof.
Yes, we're both proof. Yes, yes. And Yvette, you know, I say all the time to my clients, I believe every single person that has gone through a divorce, because divorce is like a death, right? Needs some type of therapy. Now, how long that therapy is, it could be different for everyone, obviously, because the journey and the healing is different for every person based upon how things ended and the divorce process itself. But therapy is important. In my mind, it's necessary. It's imperative that you get some type of therapy. I went into therapy and, you know, it was the most amazing thing for me. And had it not been, and I'm a spiritual person, I'm a Christian, and I'll say it live on air, had it not been for God and my therapist, I would not have made it through, period. I would not have made it through that.
Preach. Because I truly believe that. I mean, I'm going to share something interesting with you. I remember the last therapy session, and I was in therapy for several years. Uh-huh. I remember the last session. I left it, and I'm pretty sure I have this in my book. I walked out of the session, mm-hmm. and I remember looking up at the sky. Everything was blue. Flowers were blooming. I know it sounds like a movie, but this is real. And I remember I texted my therapist, and I said, thank you. I can finally see in color again.
Oh, my God.
And it was that turning point for me. Oh, it really was.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Gosh, Yvette, that was powerful. Listen, everyone. If you're tuned in right now and you feel like you're at the end of the road because of the pain that you're going through, Yvette, my special guest tonight, is a living witness, and I am as well, but it's not about me. I'm talking to Miss Yvette Bodden. She turned pain into purpose. So you may ask, how do you do that? I'm getting chill bumps right now talking about this because I'm such an advocate about things like we go through in life, right, Yvette? It's not for us. And even though as painful as it may be, as hard as it may be, as tough and challenging as it may be, and as much as you may be ready to throw in the towel, like I mentioned earlier in opening the show, continue to walk through it, because that pain that you're going through is going to help hundreds of people, maybe millions of people, maybe billions of people. If you don't see it as at the time you're going through it, right? You don't see it. You don't even think about it. You just know that you're going through some painful times. But I promise you that I always say everyone has a story, right? Everyone has a story. And your story, my story, and everybody else's story is for someone else to make it through.
Definitely. You know, the one thing that I do want to mention, that pain is something that we'll never completely be free of. I went through the divorce. It was painful. There was depression. That's not the only chapter of pain I will have. Nor you, I'm sure. We all have pain. Right. But this is how we grow. This is how we learn. These experiences that we have, it's called life. And, you know, I think as long as we keep pushing forward, there's nothing we can't do. Pain is just part of life. But I think when we embrace it and when, you know, we believe that we can conquer anything, you'll survive. You survive anything. And it's really interesting because I am an eternal romantic. I'm in love with love. I love love.
I mean, I love that.
Someone asked me, what one word describes you? And for me, it's love. I love to be in love. But love is, it's hard. It's beautiful. It's messy. But the one thing that I do know, that after love, after heartbreak, you know, life keeps going. You don't die. It doesn't kill you. Heartbreak does not kill you.
That's right. That's right. Well, listen, everyone, if you're out there and you have questions, the phone lines are open. You can call in 214-717-4678. Feel free to give us a call. And so, Yvette, I know you have an empowerment women's group and you are an inspirational speaker. Can you talk a little bit about that women's group and what that looks like? And if someone is interested, well, I say someone, if women are out here that are listening, whether live or will listen to the replay, are interested in that group, share some information about that, if you would.
So right after I started writing the book, I realized that there were so many stories out there, you know? Mm-hmm. So I started writing these stories and adding them to my platform, which is awakened-woman.com. It's a platform that is designed to inspire, empower, and encourage women to live their best lives. We can always learn from each other. We can always educate each other in some way. And I think the best way is by sharing these stories, these experiences of other women to uplift us all. When I write these stories, it's not only that I'm trying to inspire others, they inspire me. I mean, there's so many stories. And I think it's important to, you know, find ways to stay empowered and inspired. So this platform includes close to 500 articles. And the short stories and interviews of amazing women. I just started an empowerment series in 2020. I started interviewing women that we've seen on TV, that we, you know, have seen in the high-powered, you know, positions, entrepreneurs. These are women that, you know, from the outside, you look at them and you say, well, they're so amazing. I mean, they have these amazing lives and they're influential and they're successful. But behind the success, behind all that, for lack of a better word, glory, mm-hmm. there's a story, there's a journey. Mm-hmm. And I try to draw out some piece of the journey for every woman. And there's some, I mean, incredible stories. Mm-hmm. I have interviewed Novi Brown from Tyler Perry's
wow.
sisters on BET.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lisa Vidal from Grey's Anatomy and... I think she was, what was it? Mary Jane. Wasn't that amazing show on BET? Being Mary Jane?
Being Mary Jane. Yes, yes.
I interviewed Lisa Bidoff. I love that show, by the way. I've interviewed Jamie Osorio, who's an actress. Oh, my gosh, there's so many. Oh, Carolina wow. Miranda from Who Killed Sarah. I mean, all these incredible
wow.
women add a gift to, you know, to the readers. It's a piece of their journey to inspire readers. And I'm truly, truly grateful that I get the chance to write these stories and, you know, share them with the women of the platform. So I definitely would love for listeners to just stop by. Like I said, there's a huge archive, so you have to, you know, sift through, but there's some amazing, amazing interviews on there.
Wow. So what is that website to join for them to go to?
Awakened-woman.com.
Okay.
And I'm on Instagram and Facebook. I mean, it's really easy to find me.
Yes. Awesome. Awakened-woman.com. You guys, ladies, go check it out. I'm sorry, not guys. Ladies.
No, guys, you know what's really funny? Wait, I have to tell you this.
Yeah.
So I write stories, and I try to write them from a neutral perspective.
Okay.
I tried my best. And I had one article that talked about dating men with children. I had a man write me a note, a beautiful note, about how I was able to, you know, give my opinion and state an experience without man bashing. That is something that I will absolutely not do, because there are, you know, men that are not good men, but there are also some good men out there. We just have to be able to make the best choices for us. And I think sometimes, you know, we like the bad boys, but no, I've had men on there too. I mean, I think we need to give some different perspectives. I think that's important.
Yes, very much so. And man, listen, that is so good. Different perspective. And, you know, I like to hear from a male perspective too, because men go through tumultuous breakups and divorce, and it's not always
heartbreak.
The women. Heartbreak. It's not always the women. So that's good. That's good. And that's a whole nother conversation in and of itself. Dating men with children. That's a whole nother show.
No, I mean, it's really, we have to look at the whole picture. I did one article on cheating, and it was such an amazing article. I think that one article is the most viewed article to exist until today.
Wow.
I think it hit close to 11,000 readers in a matter of days. I really try to, you know, not be so one-sided, because it's easy for us to do that sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but we have to look at all different perspectives.
Absolutely, absolutely. And infidelity is a huge one. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God, girl. That's a whole nother pot.
That's a whole nother series, Yvette. Not a show. That's a series.
Series. That is so true. That is so true.
Yes. I know some people that have dealt with that personally. And so, yes, that's a heartbreaker.
I have those stories on there, too.
Yeah.
You know, there's emotional cheating. There's physical cheating.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. All the stories that we have collectively, mm-hmm. we can learn so much from each other. And that is why Awakened Woman, AW, is so important. Because literally, there's nothing I shy away from. I mean, I've written about sexual assault, about miscarriages, about, surrogacy. There's so many subjects that we need to talk about. We just need to be really open about them. The latest one that I wrote about was about child abuse, and how so many women, you know, carry these experiences around for years. Mm-hmm. We have to be able to talk about everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when you're writing about these, is it based off an interview that you've talked to someone about, or it could be, but not necessarily?
It really does vary. Sometimes it's my own experience that I'm sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the experience of somebody that I'm profiling or interviewing.
Uh-huh.
It's different. It's really, there's a good variety of stories on there.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yes, I've looked at some as well. Obviously, we've talked a couple of times before now and, you know, got to know each other a little bit. But my gosh, that is awesome. I love it. And everyone, ladies, there's resources available. Oh, my gosh. I know, Yvette, when I was going through it, I felt all alone, like you alluded to earlier. I didn't feel like I had anything or anyone other than just me and my kids and a couple of members of my family. But ladies, there's so much available. There are life coaches out here. There are people like Yvette writing major platform all across social media, Awaken Woman, to help you get through the divorce process. And it may not even be divorce. It may be what she just stated. Maybe there's some type of abuse that you dealt with as a child, and now as an adult, need to talk about it and didn't really feel comfortable talking about it until now. But listen, she's here. Yvette Bodden is available. You can reach out to her all social media platforms. Yvette, if you would, as we wrap up, share your website again, as well as your social media, and for those listeners that want to connect with you.
Absolutely. So, again, it's awakens-woman.com. I'm on Instagram and Twitter as Woman Awakens. I'm also on Clubhouse as Woman Awakens. And on Facebook as AW Inspires. And I really hope that the listeners just, you know, stop by and see what's out there. There are so many stories that truly will motivate and inspire.
Absolutely, because that's what you're all about. And it was from that pain that birthed purpose in your life. And I am all about that. Oh, my gosh. I love it tremendously. And, you know, you just keep doing what you're doing. And I am grateful that we connected. And we connected on social media, right?
So That's right. Yes.
Love what you're doing. And it's very inspirational. And I'm hopeful that someone tonight will be inspired by the conversation that we've had, as well as go look at your social media platforms and reach out to you or read your blogs or whatever they need to do to get through their healing process and healing journey. Don't feel all alone. You're not all alone. People here to help you go through the difficult breakup, the difficult marriage and divorce. So, folks, again, Yvette, thank you so much for being my special guest on tonight. I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation as well on tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I am truly grateful for the opportunity to share my story with you. And, you know, we had a good chat. It was a good chat. There was a lot of information there.
Yes. We had an amazing chat. I thoroughly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And I don't take for granted that you graciously accepted the invitation to come on Divorce Talk with Twyla. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Awesome.
So yes, folks, thank you all so much for listening in on tonight. And guess what? Be sure to tune in next week. You don't want to miss my special guest next week is family law attorney Rebecca L. Palmer. She is an attorney out of Orlando, Florida. We're going to be talking about the divorce process. She was a part of the legal team for Tiger Woods' ex-wife. I mean, she's a big deal, folks. So come listen in next week, fbrn.us. She's going to share the divorce process. Now, we're not telling you to get a divorce, but she's going to talk from a legal perspective because I'm not an attorney, but she is, and she's going to talk about that. And you'll be able to call in and ask questions. The phone line to the studio will be open. So until next week, this is Coach Twyla, the Get Your Happy Back Divorce Coach. Divorce Talk with Twyla is out.
Flipping through all of these magazines, telling me who I'm supposed to be. Way too good at camouflage. Can't see what I am, I just see what I'm not. I'm guilty about everything that I eat. Feeling myself as a felony. Jedi level sabotage. Voices in my head make up my entourage. 'Cause I'm a black belt when I'm beating up on myself. But I'm an expert at giving love to somebody else. Enough. Yeah. I wonder when I love me is enough. Yeah. Why am I always looking for a ride or die? 'Cause mine's the only heart I'm gonna have for life. After all the times I went and fucked it up. I wonder when I love me is enough. That live on the internet. Live in my head, should be paying rent. I'm way too good.
is enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How I'm doing, I love me is enough. And fucked it
all
up.
All the times I went and fucked
it up. I love me is enough.
Is enough. Yeah.